68-year-old Carol Taylor recalls the first time she had vertigo after a shopping excursion.
It was a Saturday outing with friends, and we did what we called shop till you drop, which is literally what I did when I got home. Because after I found out later it was a vertigo attack, I went from an upright position to laying flat on the floor.
Taylor says she could not stand up. She was sick to her stomach and extremely disoriented.
There's no balance. There's no stability. I couldn't even function with my eyes.
Vertigo ultimately is a result of eye movement.
Dr. Robert Jensen, Associate Professor of Neuro Ophthalmology and Neuro Otology at KU School of Medicine, Wichita.
When the eyes move, the visual world moves, and the patient is uncertain of where they are in space. Usually cannot ambulate, often crawl, usually significant nausea and vomiting. And given the unpredictability of this affliction, coming for no apparent reason, at least no apparent reason to the patient, they are uncomfortable in all life activities because it is completely devastating when it occurs.
There are different causes of vertigo, and Dr. Jensen says the symptoms vary.
Typical, common, benign postural positioning vertigo is usually caused by a acceleration of the head, getting out of bed, rolling over in bed, looking up to get a pot out of the upper cabinet, that sort of thing. Typically, it will have a latency of about 5 seconds before the vertigo sets in. And some people may not make the association of the start of the vertigo with the movement because of this delay before all of a sudden, wow, I am rotating, takes over.
Dr. Jensen says one's age is a risk factor for vertigo.
Well, it depends, of course, on the type of vertigo. As a general rule, age is the primary risk factor for benign postural positioning vertigo.
What is it, benign postural? What is it again?
Well, it's called BPPV, and that stands for benign, meaning it isn't a tumor. Postural, meaning it depends on the position of the body. Positioning, because it isn't just position, it's movement, it's acceleration. And, of course, vertigo means the hallucination of movement. Age is a primary risk factor. The other major risk factor is trauma, a fall, an auto accident. Now, it may be that as we get older, we have the cumulative effects of lots of little traumas and bumps along the way. And that may be the reason that the incidence is higher as we get older than in young people. But it can happen to anyone.
When examining a patient, Dr. Jensen says his staff usually tries to reproduce the feeling of dizziness.
If we can reproduce the nystagmus, the eye movements, then we can usually resolve the problem with a relatively simple positioning maneuver, in which point the patient is cured. It is inherent in the cause of benign postural positioning vertigo that if the patient remains perfectly still for 90 to 120 seconds, the irritation will stop, the eye movements will stop, and the world will come to stillness. If that does not occur, then we have to rethink the source of the vertigo.
Carol Taylor went to the emergency room for treatment of vertigo relating to an inner ear problem. She took over-the-counter meclizine. Dr. Jensen says there are many inner ear problems that can cause vertigo. He says meclizine can reduce the sensation, but is not a silver bullet. Taylor says it's important for people experiencing vertigo to get help right away.
Seek medical attention as fast as you can. I think the real immediate danger is injuring yourself from the fall.
Dr. Jensen says it's an error to assume that vertigo is caused by benign postural positioning.
It might be, but you don't want to bet your life on that. So a careful evaluation of eye movements and positional effects is warranted, because there are many vertiginous syndromes that carry significant implications for your overall health.
Dr. Jensen will give a lecture called Get the 360 on Vertigo as part of the University of Kansas's Live and Learn lecture series held in Roberts Amphitheater at the KU School of Medicine, Wichita, today at noon. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.